Do you find it surprising the administration hasn't, you know, held a press conference pointing out some of the details of some of these boats that they have you know, targeted? What sort of, you know, I'm sure they have satellite images. I'm sure, you know, we were seeing some images, but I'm sure they have analysis of what was on the boats. Wouldn't that behoove them?
It would definitely behoove them. It's like traditionally what's done. I mean, when we're in the middle of campaigns against Al-Qaeda, you don't necessarily need to brief every one of those. But this is something quite out of the ordinary. And so I would think they would want to provide that evidence. Certainly they, you know, if they can prove that there was a ton of drugs on that boat, people may be more supportive. But here's the interesting thing is, it feels like we have declared war against fentanyl, which is obviously very dangerous. It's not a ton of fentanyl that comes from Venezuela. It's largely cocaine. That cocaine is usually purchased by Americans, even though it's illegal. They choose to do it. And I think the thing that confuses me is less about, you know, does the president have the authorization to do this? You know, fine. It's just, but like, why Venezuela? We know that there are huge amounts of drugs that come through Mexico and other countries. I never, and maybe this was my naivete, I've never put Venezuela as like this leading drug issue in the United States. And so I think that's curious, as well as just simply, you know, why would you announce that you have authorized the CIA to do anything? That's what I don't understand. Takes away the element of surprise, and unless it's just simply to look tough.